This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The King of Saudi Arabia has met with the head of the CIA in Riyadh. The official Saudi press agency did not disclose details of the meeting, but it came just over a year after the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The meeting also took place shortly after two former Twitter employees and a third man from Saudi Arabia were charged in the U.S. with spying on Twitter users who criticized the royal family of Saudi Arabia. One of Vice President Mike Pence's aides is talking to impeachment investigators as the probe's closed-door phase wraps up. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House. We'll have that story for you in the next few minutes. France's leader laments what he calls NATO's brain death due to a perceived absence of the U.S. That's French President Emmanuel Macron. Sudan's Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition is urging the country's government to hand over former President Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The coalition played a key role in Bashir's ouster last April. A top coalition official is asking the judiciary to start the process to transfer Bashir to the ICC to face charges of war crimes. He's accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity allegedly committed in Sudan's Darfur region. And a New York State judge has ordered President Donald Trump to pay $2 million to a number of charities to settle a lawsuit alleging his Trump Foundation was used to help his political campaign. This is VOA News. One of Vice President Mike Pence's aides is talking to impeachment investigators. We have that story for you now from Sagar Magani at the White House.
As expected, Bolton did not show up for a closed-door interview today. His lawyer had said Bolton would not appear without a subpoena and had not received one. While Bolton was a no-show, one of Vice President Pence's aides did appear. Jennifer Williams was among those who listened to the July phone call where an administration official says President Trump pushed Ukraine's leader to investigate Democrats. As Williams testified, her boss told reporters in New Hampshire his boss did nothing wrong.
What's going on in Washington, D.C. today is a disgrace.
The president's directed his employees not to cooperate with impeachment investigators who scheduled 13 witnesses this week. Only Williams and one other showed up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Returning to the story about NATO, France's leader has lamented what he calls NATO's brain death due to perceived absence of the United States. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron says a lack of American leadership is causing a stultification of NATO and that Europe must start acting as a strategic world power. Talking with The Economist magazine, Macron adds, "What we are currently experiencing is the brain death of NATO." He goes on, "President Donald Trump doesn't share our idea of the European project, and that the US shows signs of turning its back on us, notably by unexpectedly pulling its troops out of northern Syria." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Chinese court has jailed 9 people on charges of smuggling the highly addictive opioid fentanyl to the United States. It's the first such case that Washington and Beijing have worked on together. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
A Chinese court jailed 9 people on Thursday on charges of smuggling the highly addictive opioid fentanyl into the United States, in the first such case that Washington and Beijing have worked on together. What started with a tip-off to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in 2017 ultimately led Chinese investigators to a warehouse where they say the fentanyl was being produced. The smuggling ring was moving fentanyl and other opioids to the U.S. via a courier, an official said. One of the convicted members was given a suspended death sentence, which in practice is normally commuted to a life in jail, and 2 got life sentences.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A newly released U.S. Secret Service study on deadly attacks in schools finds that many suspects showed warning signs. Here's Jennifer King.
A study by the Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center looked at deadly school attacks from 2008 to 2017. The study found that most students who committed such attacks were badly bullied, had a history of disciplinary trouble, and their behavior concerned others but wasn't reported. Many were absent from school before the attack, often through a school suspension.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.